Fate of the Old Republic signals a bold new era for Star Wars. The Game Awards unveiled Fate of the Old Republic, a new Star Wars game developed by Arkanaut Studios under Casey Hudson, known for COTA and Mass Effect. This project is not a direct continuation of Knights of the Old Republic or the Sith Lords, but rather a spiritual successor, implying a fresh narrative approach while visually and thematically echoing the classic games. The first trailer showed familiar Old Republic era elements, Sith starfighters, assault droids, and interdictor cruisers now depicted in advanced CG, with a mysterious force user exploring ancient ruins. A central question looms: will the game be part of Star Wars' current canon or remain within the Legends continuity? This uncertainty is significant because either path represents a milestone. If it joins Legends, Fate would be the first major new installment in that continuity in over a decade, potentially revitalizing the long-dormant expanded universe. If it enters the modern canon, it would mark the first deep exploration of the Old Republic era in the official timeline, opening storytelling opportunities that could rival the richness of the Empire or Republic eras. The article emphasizes that Star Wars has grown increasingly flexible in reclaiming elements from Legends into canon, while monetizing nostalgia, but it has not yet fully revived Legends with new material. Fate of the Old Republic could change that dynamic, either by legitimizing dual, living continuities or by expanding the canonical timeline into vast, largely untouched history. Its ultimate significance lies in charting a genuinely new direction for Star Wars, one that embraces creative experimentation while honoring the legacy of COTA.